When is soup not a soup? A question to stew over during the break. We'll have the answer in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Did you know that eating less than 1,000 calories a day can actually make your body gain weight instead of lose it? To lose weight, you have to feed your body right. Hi, I'm Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies. When I looked around for a weight loss solution that would work for me, I couldn't find one that fed my body right. So I decided to create my own. My weight loss smoothies are so effective, so powerful, that I'm going to let anyone who calls today try them for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-797-9479. And now I've made my meal replacement smoothies even better because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle, absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-797-9479. That's 1-800-797-9479.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 27th, the 361st day of the year. Buffalo Bob first asked, "Hey kids, what time is it?" on this day in 1947 when Howdy Doody premiered on NBC. Most of us instinctively know the difference between soup and stew, usually defined by thickness of the broth or gravy. But for those who need a strict definition, here's how the chefs we surveyed tell the difference. If it's a main dish rather than first course, it's probably stew. If it can be eaten cold, it's a soup. Gazpacho or fruit soup come to mind. Cooking time can be a criteria, with stews requiring slower cooking. But here's the rule of thumb most of us would agree on. If it can be eaten on a plate, it's stew. If it has to be in a bowl, you've got soup. And there's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.